We spoke about how instinct and intellect are not sufficient to guide the human being. Continuing our discussion, sometimes, even though each and every one of us has been blessed with intellect, this intellect is buried under layers of whims and desires. And sometimes we need someone to awaken that inner voice, to remind us of the reality of the presence, to remind us of the presence of that intellect within us. Have you ever seen an atom bomb created by a tiger? Have you ever seen a chicken or a duck come up with innovative ways of psychological torture? It is only the human being who is capable of these atrocious crimes. Why? Because he has intellect. Yet, when the intellect is placed under the control of lowly desires, under the control of greed, of whims, of anger, it causes nothing except bloodshed and destruction. Animals have yet to engage in a single world war. We've had 2 world wars and countless wars that are not counted as world wars. And you can see that, and it doesn't take much to see that today. The reason behind that is because we have intellect, but at the same time, this intellect, a lot of the time, it's buried under the layers of desires. The desires are riding this intellect. Whereas Islam comes and says, put your intellect in charge of your desires. Make your desires submit to the command of your intellect. The true ruler, the divine ruler within you should be your intellect, because it's God's voice speaking from within. Therefore, it's related that the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, states regarding the philosophy of prophethood, that one of the reasons behind prophethood is actually لِيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, for the prophets to come and to uncover the buried intellects. So this is another reason why, despite having intellect, the human being still requires an outward guide to awaken that guide from within. Why and how do the intellects become buried under the veils of desire? One of the reasons is that of tyrannical rulers. You see, no human being who is left to his or her own devices, who is left to the guidance, who is left to the innate guidance of instinct and intellect, agrees with oppression. No human being intellectually concludes that oppression is something positive. Why then is it that human beings allow so much oppression and injustice to take place, despite having the intellect from within, which tells them this is wrong, this is not how society should function, this is not how the world should be? The reason is simple. Because tyrannical rulers, be that the rulers of the past, the rulers of the present, or the rulers of the future, they create veils by which they cover the intellects of the people upon which they rule, in order that they may remain in power, in a state of influence and affluence, while the society suffers. One of the ways in which they do this, especially in today's time, is by means of entertainment. They've given us so many distractions, and they've wrapped them in a beautiful clothing, and they've wrapped them up with such beautiful wrapping paper that you feel your life is incomplete without it. You know, before we had phones, before we had mobiles and iPhones, the world was still existing. Human beings were living their lives and they were arguably happier than they are today. But today, I feel I can't live without my phone. So this is an example of how tyrannical rulers bury the intellect of the masses in order to stay in a place and position of authority and power. Therefore, it's no surprise that when we look at the Noble Quran, the number one enemies of the prophets of God were always the people of influence and power. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.